When President Trump hinted he would visit El Paso, the response from some local leaders was swift. Here's Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar on MSNBC.
The president has made my community and my people the enemy. He has told the country that we are people to be feared, people to be hated. From my perspective, he is not welcome here. He should not come here while we are in mourning.
Many El Pasoans have been more focused on helping each other than on President Trump. At a memorial near the site of the shooting, Clarissa Hernandez and her 11-year-old son, Ezra Meganes, stand near a pile of teddy bears. They're here to do acts of kindness. One day they gave out water, right now they're giving out hugs.
I can say we've hugged maybe a good 80, 90 people.
Mm-hmm. I'm just happy that people have been coming. And people have been hugging each other, us, and to get some sadness or even all of it out of their hearts.
Hernandez says she's waiting to see how the president handles his visit.
I know that El Paso has a lot of mixed emotions about him coming. All I can say and think and hope for is that he does something to move the country in a positive direction.
But many community members are pushing back. Fernando Garcia directs the Border Network for Human Rights. He's helping organize a protest during Trump's visit, and thousands are expected to attend. In fact, as of Tuesday night, 20,000 people signed on to an open letter asking the president to stay away from El Paso.
We'll illustrate how proud we are and how strong is El Paso. El Paso es firme, El Paso es strong. But at the same time, we're going to reject racism and anti-immigrant agendas.
Garcia and others say while Trump isn't fully responsible for the shooting, his rhetoric about immigrants and the border helped propel a white man to target this community, driving 10 hours to attack a border city that's more than 80% Latinx. In a manifesto, the alleged shooter said he was responding to a Hispanic invasion. Trump himself has used similar language.
Words matter. And with this hate and vitriol is coming from the highest office, from the White House, from the President of the United States, he's not welcome until he repents, until he asks for forgiveness, until he changes his language and his rhetoric towards immigrants.
This isn't the first time a community reeling from a mass shooting placed blame on the president and showed in no uncertain terms he was unwelcome. After a white gunman killed 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue, claiming that Jews were funding a migrant caravan and, quote, bringing invaders to kill our people, Trump visited the city. Thousands took to the streets in protest and, in a highly symbolic move, turned their backs to the president. Pam Goldman attends the synagogue.
Trump obviously didn't pull the trigger himself. And he didn't tell the shooter to pull the trigger at the Tree of Life building. But he incited him to do so by years of comments about immigrants from Mexico and Central America. You could say he was and continues to be the contributor in chief to a climate of hate and bigotry and violence.
Goldman says she's proud of the message the Pittsburgh community sent Trump back in October, and she has some advice for El Pasoans in the days and months ahead.
This might sound hokey, but it's true. Just love each other. You don't know how much shock you're in. Hugging helps.
Goldman says she'll be thinking about El Paso today and supports the city as it embarks on a path of healing that has become all too common for communities in the U.S. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.